Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your official overview of the charts put together by Talkers Magazine and their group of brilliant editors and reporters, led by the brilliant Michael Harrison, who's the editor and he's the publisher of said magazine. Well, actually, it used to be a magazine. It isn't anymore. It's online.
It's
talkers.com.
It's an online magazine.
Online magazine. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that kind of oxymoronic? How can
no.
you be? A magazine is something you put your hand like that. This is like my Rush Limbaugh impersonation. And so that's, for me, is a magazine. But not for you.
Well, it all depends. That's like saying then this show is not a radio show if people are listening online. It's still a radio show.
How dare they? Listen on the radio. That's the best place.
We have to get used to the new media, the new platforms, while maintaining our understanding of the 20th century ideas of what these packages are. You know, if a news organization is a news organization, whether their information is coming on the printed page or on the digital page, and magazine has many meanings, and the meaning is bringing things together under one roof. So that's how we mean it. But, we're not the only ones going through re-explanations of what things are as we transition into, a period of unstable relationships between form and content. It comes down to form and content.
So that's the way the show's going to go today, huh? You have your professorial hat on? It's great. I think we need more PBS-style programming. And this could be...
Okay,
by the way, why isn't the countdown on PBS, public radio?
Let's do it this way. And now today, on the countdown, we're going to be presenting an overview of the most talked-about subjects in the media on news talk radio stations, which you all realize are radical right-wing propagandistic fascist outlets.
So listen to our stations that are left-leaning liberal lunatics.
There you go.
All right, let's go through. By the way, Shana Tova, I got that. I've got it all figured out now. How do I pronounce
yes,
that?
Today is this holiday is
weekend.
It's hard to the holidays that we are used to applying to the seasons. This whole year has been like, is it Easter? Is it Passover?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What's Christmas going to be like this year? Mm-hmm. You know, they've already ruined Halloween.
My God. Have you seen, by the way, some of those masks, those Karen masks? You know what the Karen thing is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Boy, she is the girl of my dreams.
Oh, is she?
She's got this great hairdo, this blonde streaked asymmetrical thing. Her skin is nice and ruddy and patchy and her eyes are red and
bloodshot
and bug eye. Her teeth are green.
Yeah,
and she raised, and she says, "I want to speak to the manager."
Uh-huh. All right, let's go through Mr. Manager the stories this week, please.
Oh gosh,
that's why we're here after all.
Okay. Do you want me to read them off of paper or off of a computer screen? Which would you prefer?
I got mine on paper.
The stories at number 10, the Mueller team phone wiping.
Yeah, there you go. Why do we have this? Is a great one, man. If you don't think this is the height of something, my God, these guys can get away with anything. Anyway, go ahead through the list. And we'll come back.
At number 9, we have U.S. foreign affairs. We used to call it U.S. China, U.S. Russia, U.S. Middle East related. U.S.
Well, the Middle East, I thought there was, nobody paid much attention to it this week because of all the other nonsense with the wildfires and COVID and the race and Black Lives Matter. But I thought this was pretty significant and kind of for everybody that wants to throw, maybe it says something about the news media and how they don't want to cover Trump in a positive light. I thought this was a fairly good, not, I don't know if it's a coup, but this is, whoever put it together, I thought
it's
it was pretty
good. It's a step in the right direction. It has some bugs and flaws to it, and, well, and certainly there are areas of it that can be criticized, but I tend not to. Yeah. My particular view of it is that it's an achievement for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Of course, if you are a proponent of the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, then it is a terrible pact of war. So there are different views on this, but I tend to think it's an achievement. I agree with you. The press has played it down because much of the press is anti-Trump, and they don't want any kind of benefit of any doubt. At number eight, we have the economy. At number seven, the education crisis. At number six, Attorney General Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties. And that's pretty interesting.
I wrote down, make notes when I'm getting ready to go on the air with you. I look at the stories and the people, and I make notes next to the list. Yeah. So my note next to number six is just why, with a question mark. Why would you get involved in that at all? And that was my comment. So anyway.
Okay. Well, all right. Whatever. Picking up where we left off.
Yes.
At number five, race relations, Black Lives Matter, police reform, the L.A. police ambush, and the Breonna Taylor settlement. These are all part of the race relations at number five.
Yep.
Number four, the wildfires, Hurricane Sally, and climate change. It's up there at number four. Number three, COVID-19 stats and projections. We're constantly talking about the statistics, how many people died, how many people will die, how many people have gotten it worldwide, nationwide, statewide. And number two, the presidential race.
And by the way, that's a nonsense number because nobody really knows. They can't attribute who's died to it. They can't really look at medical records. The whole thing is a scam. It could be millions. It could be half of the number. It doesn't. There's no way of knowing what the accurate number is. What good does it do you to know that 13 people in your town died yesterday? So what? What does that do for you? Make your life better?
I am so overwhelmed by the multiplicity of concepts that you've thrown at me, I don't know how to respond. What does it matter that 13 million people in your community died yesterday? What does that matter?
13, okay. Did I say million? I meant 13 people.
I thought you said 13.
No, that's not the point. But people use this as some sort of reference point. Like, what can you do in a sense about it? I think all it does is scare people, and maybe that's what we're supposed to do, is scare them into wearing masks or scare them into distancing, whatever it is. But I find it, because I don't think the stats are accurate, I tend not to pay much attention to them. That's just me.
Oh, it's not just you. A lot of people feel that way.
No, okay.
All right, so number two is the presidential race and the mail-in voting security. That's probably the major issue of the presidential race in terms of the actual election, is the mail-in thing. But there's so much to the presidential race. And, basically everything we've talked about relates to the presidential race. Every subject we've talked about so far is in the presidential race. And the only thing that we've isolated as being, a topic that's even more so has been health care. And talk about vaccines and masks. We're still talking about masks, both politically and scientifically. And the vaccine issue has become controversial, where it has been politicized. Donald Trump says, here it is, it's coming, we got it, we're doing a great job. And other members of his administration and in the health community are saying, woo, not so fast, not so fast.
Well,
so there you go. They've
all been proven wrong in one way or another at some point during this. Want to do the people list?
Yeah, we have Robert Mueller. He's back in action at number 10. Jared Kushner at 9. Number 8, Dr. Scott Atlas, one of the politicized doctors in this whole debate. Number 7, Kaylee McEnany. And at number 6, we have Jenny Durkin tied with Breonna Taylor. William Barr at 5. Michael Caputo at 4. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Robert Redfield, as opposed to Robert Redford.
That's what I was saying.
He just passed his online medical...
M.D. Robert Redford, M.D.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kildare. Joe Biden is at number 2, and number 1 is Donald Trump.
Who played Dr. Kildare? on TV.
Oh, gosh. Famous actor.
Yes.
Why are you doing this to me?
Richard Chamberlain. And then at the same time,
Chamberlain as
Dr. Ben Casey was on
our
age. All right, 16 after the hour, we dig into the stories in depth and conversation that will make you not want to leave for the remainder of the hour. That's the idea here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. The question about your body and diets and exercise. We talk a lot here about Calitrin, which is a natural way to lose weight. But in all of that discussion, do we talk about the rest of the important part of your body, i.e. your brain? If you aren't getting the kind of supplementation you need because you're not getting in the food, you need to think about Prevagen. Prevagen will make your brain healthier and will give you a better life. Take care of your brain. Add the country's most natural and proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen. Should be in your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory. The brain health supplement I'm talking about, once again, Prevagen. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board of Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next?
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Exclusively from the Talk Radio Countdown Show building in, where are we, down in, we could be
downtown
in
Florida. Metropolis.
Yes, that's what it is. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview. Again, one of the things at number three that I was talking about with regard to stats, I'm looking at a newsletter that comes from one of my affiliates out in Montana, KMMS. They carry this program as well. And the headline and the review for their listeners has to do with how many cases there are, especially they focus on school children. The data released there shows the Department of Health and Human Services in Montana as ascertains very little impact among students, not only spreading the virus between themselves, but the other family members. And that's one of the things that people worry, well, can't have school open because the kids are bringing home and make their parents and grandparents sick. I think at this point, you got to kind of take a flyer on this and move ahead otherwise. I want to talk about December 25th with regard to COVID. We come back, Michael, please. It's 21 after.
Attack
With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get an unencumbered view now, continuing with our focus on the charts for the week of September 14th to the 18th, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and it's where Michael Harrison hangs out as well. Yes, he's a hanger-outer, not a hanger-oner. Yeah, I'm Doug Steffen.
I hang around the Talkers Television building.
It's right, exactly. It's high atop Metropolis's big tower. It's the big tower. By the way, speaking of big towers, the fires number four this week, focus on the hurricane, the fires and stuff, which you're not getting it down in Florida, but we up here in New England are getting the smoke from the fires, and it's going over to Europe.
Yes.
What is happening there, the amazing thing about these fires is how they started, the fact that it just amazes me how inept the picture of ineptness should be the state of California governors, the governor there, and the mayors. Unbelievable, Michael. It really is.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, they're subject to tremendous criticism. How the fires are the result of ineptness, I'm not quite sure what you're driving at.
Pacific Gas and Electric has not been required yet to clean up their act. They still have all of the brush and the things that have been causing these fires for years. They're all still there. They don't want to spend the money, and the government apparently is all right with that because they continue to bail them out when they get sued. They bail them out of bankruptcy. There's a collusion like you wouldn't... extraordinary collusion here. Extraordinary.
So you think that that is the primary cause? I'm not challenging you. Cause of these fires.
There are other causes.
Climate change.
The climate thing. It's convenient to have climate change come into the conversation. Not that it isn't something that we all should continue to pay attention to. But come on. Even though people say, "Well, it's the warmest it's ever been in Southern California," no, it's not. It's been hot. But since the records have been taken, kept in the 1880s, probably is maybe close to the warmest it's been. But it's a desert, for God's sakes. Los Angeles and Southern California are deserts. It gets hot in the desert. Mm-hmm. And if you go back over the history of the planet, I'm betting there were a lot more, if there ever were times when there were a thermostat around, a temperature gauge, thermometer. What am I looking for? Not thermometer.
Well, all I know is, anyway. No, you're right. You know, if they had planned it out properly, they would have built L.A. in, you know, Butte, Montana. And then it would have been, you know, I don't know why they decided to develop it there.
I know. All right. So anyway, there was a, and the hurricane business, those poor people, I heard from some listeners in Louisiana that the radio station was kind of on again, off again. The one thing I wanted to mention, speaking of radio stations, with regard to the fires, there is, you know where Mount Wilson is in Los Angeles? You know enough about Los Angeles to be dangerous. So Mount Wilson is where all the towers are, television, radio, all the cellular stuff, all on one tower. And the fire started going up the mountain. Can you imagine what would have happened? No radio, no television, no cell phones if the fire had gotten to the top. Fortunately, for whatever the reason, it didn't get to the top of the mountain. But if it had, man, just think about it. We'd be there completely without communication.
Our entire infrastructure, our entire society is very, very, very fragile. I mean,
it is.
It's totally fragile. Yeah. We don't often think about how fragile it is.
Well, we do when the power goes out and people don't know what to do. They don't know to cook their food on a flame, you know, stuff like that. The amount of just sheer naivete. And I think that plays into the presidential race and the mail-in voting issue, which we ought to talk about when we come back again. Number two this week is a focus on the race itself. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, the story section is where we are as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and
the battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say that Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News. American Airlines Chief Executive Doug Parker said that hundreds of thousands of people will be without work, and service to small communities will have to be discontinued if a new round of emergency airline funding is not approved. Moreover, the national infrastructure that the airline industry provides that is key to the nation's economic recovery could be severely affected by the sweeping industry cuts. Parker's comments came after emergency talks at the White House, where executives from the major U.S. airlines met with Mark Meadows in a last-minute plea for additional funding. The Pentagon is deploying a small number of U.S. troops to Syria after a series of escalating encounters between the U.S. and Russian militaries, according to defense officials. The troops and vehicles will serve as a show of presence to discourage the Russian military from crossing into the eastern security area where U.S., coalition, and Syrian Democratic Forces operate. The additional troops will include 6 Bradley fighting vehicles and less than 100 soldiers operating in northeast Syria on a 90-day deployment. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The idea that you could come together and actually figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, who would have thought of such a thing? Well, I'll tell you who thought about it. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and many years ago, long ago and far away, on a planet that is quite a distance from here, he created the idea, came up with the idea, of pursuing what is being done on this newfangled format called News Talk Radio. And here we are, how many years later, talking about what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's it. Yeah, we're on
30,
it.
30 years ago, we started Talkers. And it's not just News Talk Radio. We do all talk radio. This show is about News Talk Radio.
Yes, it is.
But we deal with, all kinds of talk radio and all kinds of subjects. And sports talk, for one, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I often get frustrated when people equate the term talk radio with just the news talk format.
Or political talk radio.
Talk radio, and there's so much more to it. As a matter of fact, talk is the best thing on radio.
It is.
And that's why music radio is not doing very well, because it doesn't have people talking.
Boring. It's like a jukebox. You can push Sirius satellite radio buttons and come up with the same stuff. You need somebody to tell you. Remember the old days when you and I were jocks? And here we are back in the good old days.
Yeah.
But we talked about things that made sense to people, or at least things that mattered to people. It was about the music or life. I remember, I've told you this before, when I was a jock, one of the bosses I had used to come into the studio and tell me to shut the F up and play the music.
Now, I remember I used to do very meaningful, we called them raps, R.I.P.
Yes.
Hey there, guys and gals. Fabian's going to be playing at the Freeport High School gym this weekend. Ooh, it's 75 cents. If for two, it'll be a dollar. No.
It's the Moldy Oldie Goody Goldie Show on the radio. And this is your puking disc jockey, FM Douglas, on the air.
You see, I never did that. I was a heavy-duty. I was a heavy-duty FM.
Yes, you smoked cigarettes and gargled with razor blades and all that stuff. Yeah. Bad stuff. All right, let's talk about the polls that show the Democrats leading in the Senate races. We're talking about the presidential race. We'll sort of tie it into that. Are the congressional races and the senatorial races and the urgency, the Democrats say, to take back the Senate so we can take back our country from those damn Republicans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Biden wins, we're going to be overrun by Marxist, leftist, anti-American, you know, mobs, and the stock market's going to crash, and the world and the world will be burnt down. If Trump wins, we're going to lose all of our democratic institutions. An authoritarian leader will be without restraint, and we're going to go all fascist all the time. This is a lovely choice.
It is. It's interesting because people have been asking what happens if there is, and there seems to be a lot of thought behind there being a lot of contests. Whether the Democrats lawyer up, the Republicans lawyer up, who's counting what ballots, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens after you go to the polls on November 3rd, the states have a month to count the ballots, and there'll be a lot of mail-in ballots, which is a questionable thing in my opinion. Then the electoral votes, another questionable thing, the Electoral College, you and I agree that that sure as hell is no way to run a railroad. But we still have that system, and that is really the reason for the problem to begin with. If you have one person, one vote, there's never going to be a question. But the Electoral College sets it up to be a fiasco. Yes?
Yeah. And the proponents of the Electoral College, most of whom are whichever party seems to gain by it say that, you know, it makes it fairer.
It's irrational to say
it's
that.
It's unfair. Then you get into the argument where, well, it's more democratic, and then you'll get the guy who'll say,
big cities will always
this
take winners.
Country is not a democracy, it's a republic.
Right. Anybody who says that, watch out for them, because they're the ones that go for the Kool-Aid that says democracy is not good.
By the way, if you go back to the election of 1825, John Quincy Adams won because he was voted in by the House of Representatives, not by the public vote. And that's something that that may happen this time around. So if there are more Democrats, now just think this through. If more Democrats win in Congress and in the Senate, and this goes to the Congress and the Senate, a Democrat will be elected president. Not because you elected him, but they'll tell you that you really did elect him because you elected us. Well, if I didn't vote for whoever the Democrat is or the Republican is, then I'm not voting and my vote doesn't count.
No.
Right?
It's complicated. That's a representative form of government. It's impossible to have a pure democracy. That being otherwise everybody will be in Congress. You know what I mean? All 300.
Well, we used to have representative town meeting. Remember? I was a member.
They still have that in New England. They still have that in New England. They have town meetings and hundreds of people attend. It's an interesting phenomenon.
It's cool. Right.
But no, the system, I think, has to be overhauled carefully. Very, and more importantly, we have to teach civics in school so citizens understand what the possibilities are. How
do you think that that was purposeful, that someone or somebody or some group somewhere decided we've got to stop teaching civics so nobody knows what's going on so we can fool the voters or the public more and get more control over whatever it is that we need to have control over? Do you think there's a cabal?
No, I don't think it's a cabal. I just think it's years of erosion of clear critical thinking and laziness. I don't think that there's cabals and that type of conspiracy. I think things happen through incompetence and through self-serving. In other words, a dumb public is easier to sell stuff to.
Ah, absolutely. And listen to how they're buying it. We're in the advertising business. We're here to sell you. And so listen up. If you're really dumb, you'll buy this stuff.
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. And plus, advertising is a is a form of communication.
Yeah.
But when selling something at any cost without ethics, without business principles, without caring about your customer, without having a relationship with people, then it becomes ugly, and that becomes unfettered commerce. And I think we're going through a period right now where we cannot trust big business just as much as we can't trust big government.
Can't trust big ag.
You know, you can't trust anything big, any concentration of power among people. Doesn't matter what you call it; it's the same thing.
Well,
organizations exist to perpetuate their existence.
This is why I voted against Ed Markey for Senate Massachusetts because he was the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Telecommunications in 1996, responsible almost single-handedly for pushing through Congress the Telecommunication Act, which gave us such wonderful things as unfettered radio ownership so that one company could own thousands of radio stations. Look at how fabulously that worked for us. And then the other thing that they did that was fabulous was allow the big communications companies to buy each other out. Basically, the law legalized, let's say, AT&T buying Verizon or whatever was around then. They all bought up all these companies. They run to make themselves bigger so that we now, instead of having 40 different companies to choose from, you got four. And we all know how fabulous the service is in the telecommunications. Oh, just call Verizon and try to talk to somebody or any of these outfits. You know, that's what Michael is saying. Big doesn't mean better. And when you talk about airlines and all the consolidation that went on there, they told you it'd be better service and cheaper fares. Really? Check that out. And so on it goes, Michael.
We need somebody like Teddy Roosevelt again.
Yes, we do.
He was the trust buster.
Yeah.
And, you know, people should study that era, you know, the turn of the century, you know, the 20th century from the 19th century. This was a major issue in America, and a lot of lessons could be learned from that history.
The president continues to enjoy some pretty significant Latino support, which is much to the dismay of the Democrats who think they ought to own black votes and Latino votes. So you see that changing quite a bit. Why do you think that is?
I don't know whether that is. I'll be able to say that is after the election. I don't know if that's necessarily true. If it's true,
I saw a poster, Latinos for Trump. Anyway, that's in L.A.
But you've never seen a poster, White people for Trump.
No, but so that brings about the politics of race, Black Lives Matter, and all that stuff, and more dividing our country, further divisions in the country. Mm.
It's not healthy when it's done, you know, disingenuously. Obviously, it's difficult to have a country that's multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-anything. Many countries, their ethnicity is homogenized.
You know,
in Japan, almost everybody is of the same race.
Yeah.
In China, there's a little more diversity.
And they don't want you in. They don't let people in.
Right.
They purposely keep people out who are different from them.
Right, but one of the things about the American experiment and American democracy is that it is a melting pot, but it's become a mosaic. And therein lies a lot of things that we have to think about. But I like the idea of diversity. I like the idea of peoples. And I like people.
Kind of fun.
I like people of all shades and shapes and sizes and religions. I don't want to be stuck with my own exclusively, but that's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like everybody that's like me, and I don't dislike everybody that's not. So let me be free and enjoy the many fruits that grow on the tree of humanity. Why can't we think that way?
We can. Let me have you think about how to lose weight.
Yes.
Check it out. Let's get rid of that weight. Big deal at the folks at Calitrin at TopLoss.com have come up with a very special, sort of email blast. You can go to TopLoss.com and see what they have. You have payment plans now available if you're in the mood to lose some weight and you want to buy enough of a product to really get you. I think you need 6 months' supply in order to make this work well for you. That's my experience anyway. Matter of fact, I think you should just be on the product all the time because it does so many other great things according to the science and research besides help you lose weight. Fabulous all-natural ingredients, stimulant-free, drug-free, guaranteed to help you lose weight or your money back. TopLoss.com. Please use the discount code DJV on the shipping. You won't pay. You get better pricing. Maybe even cash back. How about them apples? That's a checkout. Use DJV so you can lose the weight. Everybody in the family gets onto this. It really is fabulous. And there's no interest payment either if you buy enough of this to go around. You need some help, they're there to help you. Toploss.com. See how this program can be so right for you. That's Toploss.com. Also, we like to enumerate, because sometimes don't get to this as officially as we might like, the actual list of the top 10 people being discussed, sort of in hand with the stories. At 10, Robert Mueller. At number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Scott Atlas. Number 7, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 6, Jenny Durkin. William Barr is at 5. Michael Caputo is at 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. I guess there's no surprise there when you get right down to it. The most interesting, we probably should do a list instead of just people list, the most interesting people of the week. And it would be a, you know, completely different list, except perhaps for Donald Trump, who, if you saw that interview, the Stephanopoulos interview this week, was pretty interesting, I thought. You can make up your own mind as you listen to the discussion of these stories and the people every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, let's get to the feature that Michael does every week. Michael Harrison interviews somebody from the talk radio world or someone important to talk radio. And this week's interviewee, certainly no exception to that, somebody that I like Michael Zwirling. So what does he tell you?
Yeah, MZ, Michael Zwirling, eccentric.
People will listen to the podcast, but he is eccentric, yeah.
He's eccentric. He's an idiosyncratic kind of a guy. He's iconoclastic. He owns the radio station KSCO in Santa Cruz, and we talk about a new radio show that he's producing there called China Uber Alles, which is not meant to praise China, but rather to compare them to Nazis. And he is right on the cutting edge now of the awakening in America to the threat of the Chinese Communist Party, and he's made a show out of it. We talk about it. It's very interesting.
I'm happy to go on it. I'll be happy to give him some ideas.
He'll put you on. MHinterview.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there. You can go through the archives. Michael has a great way of getting, a deft way of getting into people's heads and getting them to talk about things. It's a rare talent in order to get to people. You got to listen to them and then, you know, ask the right questions. And that's what he does. So check it out, MHinterview.com. This is, and Zwirling is a character.
check it out, folks. Check it out. If you love radio, you'll love that particular conversation.
Yep, exactly. If you love radio, you'll love the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week here with Michael Harris. And I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Every once in a while, I have the opportunity to go hand in hand with this format and look at something really unusual. We're in the presidential race, the political time of year, although our lives seem to be political morning, noon, and night, no matter where we turn. But one of the things that people love is a big, juicy scandal. And there have been plenty of them in the American presidency pretty much since the founding of the country. Major scandals, the top 10 biggest presidential scandals. Now, let's see where we go with this. At number 10, Grover Cleveland, probably best known as the only president in history to be elected for two non-sequential terms. During his first campaign in 1884, information was released that he previously had an affair with a widow named Maria Halpin, and he had a son with her. She claimed Cleveland was the father, named him Oscar Folsom Cleveland, and Cleveland, as president, agreed to pay child support. How about that? At number 9, the Petticoat Affair, 1830-1831, involving members of President Jackson's cabinet and their wives. It basically was a tryst. They had, they swapped husbands and wives. Pretty much, that's the scandal. Imagine, 1830-1831. Number 8 on the list of presidential scandals, Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy. Do we need to say any more about that? I don't think so. Number 7, Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings. Do you remember who Sally Hemings was? She was his slave. This was actually the first presidential sex scandal, prompted a discussion that continues to this day. He was charged with having an affair with his slave and, in fact, fathering a child. How many people? You've heard all of that, right? I think you probably have. All right, next on the list here, the number 6 scandal as far as presidential elections and presidential credibility is concerned, was the Credit Mobilier scandal, first major corruption scandal in the wake of the Civil War. This company was found to be stealing from the Union Pacific Railroad. They tried to cover it up by selling stock in their company at large discounts to government employees. Members of Congress and the vice president even bought into this during Ulysses S. Grant's era. So that was quite a scandal, in fact. Grant's presidency was challenged. Actually, his presidency was pretty much the most corrupt in the history of our country. So, number four, Iran-Contra. After November 1986, the Reagan administration, we all know, sale of arms to Iran and the Contras, the Nicaraguans, and what happened there. And he finally admitted, he at first didn't admit it, but after a while he did admit that they did sell arms. Ollie North was up to his ears in that one. The third most important political scandal of presidents was the Lewinsky affair, if that's right, if that's the terminology. The scandal emerging in 1998 from the relationship the president had to Monica Lewinsky, who at the time was 22. And we all know that. I don't think there's anybody alive doesn't know that story, right? Number two, this is the first thing I learned in history, studying history and political science, the Teapot Dome scandal during Warren G. Harding's presidency, which had plenty of scandals in it. The scandal that we're talking about was the most significant. The president transferred control of naval oil reserve lands over to the Department of the Interior back in 1921. It was later reversed, but the Secretary of the Interior at the time, Mr. Fall, Albert Fall, used his power for personal gain, gave rights to the Teapot Dome Reserve in Wyoming to the Mammoth Oil Company in return for big bribes. We're talking about $100,000 bribes that were coming to him, apparently, on almost a monthly basis. Number one, any surprise here? You know what it is. The only one I haven't mentioned so far in terms of big presidential scandals is Watergate. Is there anybody who doesn't know about that? In the annals of U.S. presidential history, I don't think there's anything that compares just for the impact that the scandal had. It was the end of Richard M. Nixon. His political reality changed. His presidency was over. It took a couple of years to actually get at him and get him out of office. But what a man. Talk about scandals. So I hope you enjoyed that, an overview. It sort of as a countdown extra, the top 10 presidential scandals in the history of our United States. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.